chairman lies in every word.
Budapest is the capital of what European country? Budapest is the capital of what European country Nathan has already locked in?
This might be a stupid question.
I'm guessing it's probably
okay.
Going to be.
Like, I thought Europe was a country. Let's see. Budapest? I never even heard of that.
All right, here's your options. I mean, you could drop out with $10,000.
Like, I know they speak French there, don't they? Like, I want to say, is France a country? I don't know what I'm doing.
You know what? Let's talk about your options.
Okay.
Kel.
Yes.
Focus.
I am. Like, I'm listening to what you're saying, but I only hear what I want to.
That's just called being a woman. If you had had to guess, do you have a guess?
I don't think France is a country, but I would have said that. I don't know. I'm just going to say France. I don't know.
Okay. France is a country. I will tell you that. If you had said France, you would have gone home with nothing. That's not the right answer. The right answer is Hungary.
Is what?
Hungary.
Hungary?
Like I'm hungry.
That's a country? I've heard of Turkey, but Hungary, never heard of it.
But the answer is Hungary.
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
I love
me. I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Got through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again.
It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the time roll.
All we want to do is pop you up.
Sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a radiant and rocking on gold. But there's up a storm and later on the night. We'll be working on doing all the wrong things.
That's right.
Finally, Friday, I'm free again.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
Finally, Friday,
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll.
I'll be back.
That's wonderful.
You're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind. It's wet, but it stretches.
Huge!
Oh, it's pussy. Yes, Helen.
You're incredible. Let's go.
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be revving up my motor again.
It's finally Friday.
I'm out
as I said.
The answer is
Ruthie Pitapelli.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It's the 14th of July. It's amazing how fast this time is going, but it is what it is, I guess. I hope everybody had a good Tuesday since we passed by each other yesterday and didn't get a chance to say hello. So I've got some really, really good things that I've just discovered I want to play tonight, but I didn't get everything running in time to edit some of the language out of them. I've got two or three things. They're excellent pieces and stuff that I haven't heard before. But they got a little bit frisky a time or two. It's not terribly bad, but it's a little more than I want any kids that may be listening to hear or may be listening in the future. So I got to edit those out just a little bit. And by next Friday, we'll have a hell of a show for you. Got some really neat things to play. So, but I tell you what I did do. And I'm not going to tell you anything yet because I'm going to go over in the chat room and see who all is there. If I can punch the right cotton picking button. There we go. All right. I've got some dropping in here. Time to time. I'm having some computer problems tonight, so I hope everything runs efficiently and we get through the night without any problems. I don't know exactly what it is. But it's not me. It's on my end. I mean, it's in the internet in this area, but it's not my stuff. We've got everything working right here. So, I was just about to tell you something. It was critically important. It was earth-shattering news, but it must not have been all that important because it was all important. I remember now. I think I got the software all fixed, so we'll have in between, periodically when I switch over to that, we'll have a brief moment of silence here. You can pray or get up and go to the bathroom and go get a Dr. Pepper or whatever you want to do during that 3 or 4 seconds of silence, and then we'll get back in business. So what we didn't have working last Friday, we now have working this Friday, so we'll try that out here in a minute. All right. I don't have any stories that let me say hello to some of the folks. Got a couple of anonymous in there, Pumpkin Cat, Minnie, Maddie Buck, Lima. Glad to see you guys in here tonight. And we've got the usual crowd on the podcast and live streams and stuff like that, so I don't have any earth-shattering stories I wanted to share with you tonight. There's some pretty good stuff here, but not anything I wanted to do on a Friday night. I hate to pee in everybody's post-toasties here on Friday night, so we'll save all this until Monday. Got some good stories out here. By the way, for those of you new podcast listeners, I apologize for getting behind. I'm way behind right now, so I will get that taken care of this weekend by Monday, I promise. And if I don't have a major breakdown here, everything will be caught up on Monday. So, let's see. Been online 3 hours since the show was zipped. Oh, Pumpkin Cat. Sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's a conspiracy. Might be NSA or something, but it's not on my end, I can promise. I've been working diligently today to make sure that everything on my end was working right. So we're going to test this theory of mine here right now. We're going to switch over to our music deal here and see if it works like it's supposed to. So don't panic if you're hear silence here for 4 or 5 seconds. Wow, I don't know what that was. I'll be back here in just a minute.
Harbor.
of a heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of a heartbreak.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. He rides a feedlot and clerks in a market on weekends selling tobacco and beer. And his dreams of tomorrow surrounded by fences, but he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark, and eyeballed, oh, I backed down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas, and rode with the seventh when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. Remington showed us how he looked on canvas, Louis L'Amour has told us his tale. And Willie and Waylon and me sing about him and wish to God we could have ridden his trail. This is the last.
The old Chisholm Trail is covered in concrete now. And they truck him to market in 50-foot wheels. They blow by his market, never slowing to reach him. Like living and dying was all he had.
voices sound sad as they sing along. Another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song.
This is me.
Lord, it's been a long, long time. I know this ain't no social call. So go ahead, get it off your mind.
You heard what? Well, it ain't true.
I was here last night. I got over you the day you left. Could it be somebody like?
They said what? That I was crying.
I haven't shed a tear in years. That I spoke your name.
Well, that's insane.
I hardly noticed you're not here. That I showed your picture to some stranger. Don't you think I've got no pride? They've been here at home, face down. But I bet somebody lied. But if they were true, what would it matter to you? Would it change the way you feel? If the rumors were right, would you be here tonight? Help this soul heart heal.
Well, don't worry, it wasn't me.
Just someone whose world was torn in two. Someone who looks a lot like me and loves someone like you. So forget the tears.
I never cry.
Lord, I bet somebody
said you'd grow.
69 wagon. I watched my best friend Jamie slipping further away. I kept on waving till I couldn't see her. And through my tears I asked again why we couldn't stay. Mama whispered softly, time will ease your pain. Life's about changing, nothing ever stays the same. And she said, how can I help you to say goodbye? It's okay to hurt, and it's okay to cry. Come let me hold you, and I will. Goodbye. I sit on our bed. He packed his suitcase. I held a picture of our wedding day. His hands were trembling. We both were crying. He kissed me gently. Then he quickly walked away. I called up Mom. She said, time will ease your pain. Life's about changing, nothing ever stays the same. And she said, how can I help you say goodbye? It's okay to hurt, and it's okay. Let me hold you, and I will try. How can I help you to say my hand. She said, I have to go now. My time here is over. And with her final words, she tried to help me understand. Mama whispered softly, time will ease your pain. Life's about change and nothing ever stays the same. And she said,
loving you, loving you. this place forever. There's nothing I wouldn't give. I prove to you daily what a man really is. I lay down my life loving you.
Okay, if I did all that right, I should be back and in living Technicolor here. Our survival emergency preparedness communication system is all we're waiting on is the final licensing. We've got quite a few people involved. It's a great deal. And just for those of you that may be in our area, there's been a few changes to the format, to the rules, if you will. Originally, it was going to be a strictly emergency-related deal, and we kind of had a lot of people were a little bit disappointed. Thank you. A little bit disappointed in that because they want to pay $30 for something that they're never, ever going to use. A lot of them will go for, a lifetime or months or years before they really need to use the emergency system. The elderly, the single women out there that nobody to watch after them, live way out in the woods, and the people on dialysis and the diabetics and stuff like that. Sure, I think it's well worth it. So we defined what is an emergency, and some of them are not very emergent. What we want to do is eliminate chatter, eliminate the BS and the crap that we don't want people talking about their gardens and school and work and all of that. If you did happen to make it home and forgot to get milk, we don't mind you calling hubby on the radio and saying, would you stop down at the store and grab a gallon of milk on your way home? Make it short and sweet and get off of it and let it go. It will not be for visiting at all. It will be for contact channel. If you want to contact someone and say, hey, let's go over this other frequency or call me on the phone or something, that's okay, as long as we keep it at a very minimum. It is, you get stuck, you slide off the road, you need help putting chains on, your horse is hung up in the fence, stuff like that. That's really what it's for. So we've refined that a little bit, and people are okay with that. We're getting a lot of people that are signing up, and so we have 2 weeks to get the money in for the final licensing there, and once that's done, we'll be testing, and then we'll start. We'll get the deals all written up here to give to people, and that'll be it. We'll be up and running. So it's a pretty neat deal. I like it. So right now I'm going to play something new that I got for you.
is actually not new. It's new to me. It's just that I just found it not too long ago. And since I have the auxiliary music deal operating correctly and efficiently tonight, I'm going to go there and I'm going to play this for you. So stand by just a minute.
Down to Washington, he was looking for a throne to steal. He wanted to bind his frame of mind to America's New Deal. When he came upon this patriot on the guitar playing it hot, Obama jumped up a political stump and said, Joe, I'll tell you what, I'll bet you hadn't heard that I'm a guitar player too, and if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a pretty good guitar, boy, but give Obama his due. I'll bet the nation sold whose throne I stole, I'm a better player than you. Joe said, my name's not boy, man, and I'm ready to rebel, but I'll take your bet and your veiled threat if it'll break your evil spell.
Joe, grab your Stratocaster and play your fingers hard, cause hell's broke loose in D.C. and Obama holds the cards. And if he wins, the minds of men, the damage is untold, but if you win, the devil could be unthroned.
Obama grabbed his Telecaster and said, I'll start this test. And fire flew from his fingertips as he unbuttoned his president's vest. Then he kissed his magic guitar pick, and it made an evil hiss. And a band of politicians joined in, and it sounded something like this. Finished, Joe said, well, you're pretty good, Hussein, but sit right there with that arrogant glare till I finished up my player.
He played. Obama's in D.C., run, boys, run. The devil in the White House ain't no fun. Chickens in Congress taking our dough. Granny got Medicare, no child, no.
Bowed his head because he knew that he'd been bound, and he laid his silly rubber mask before Joe upon the ground. Joe said, Obama, please get lost and don't you ever come back again. We done told you once, you socialist pawn, you ain't our nation's friend.
He played. Obama's in D.C., run, boys, run. The devil in the White House ain't no fun. Chickens in Congress taking our dough. Granny got Medicare, no child, no.
Every man has his woman to make him tick, but only the miner has his pick.
He loads 16 tons. How do you feel?
too tired to work, too scared to steal. St. Peter, don't you holler for me today, 'cause I'm a-digging the other way. Uncle John was a miner, he was long and tall. Chasing after women made him end it all. He could never catch him, though he tried. So old Uncle John laid down and died. 16 tons, 16 tons, 16 tons. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I remember my mama was gone at the time. The doctor looked down and said, oh my, I wonder whether he's gonna walk or fly. 16 tons, 16 tons, 16 tons. Well, I've shoveled this coal till my back is bent. My get up and go has got up and went. My wife ran away with my friend Jim. I don't miss her, but I do miss him. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Slack in your pants and soaked with sweat. Tennessee Ernie done made this song, but the pea picker sung the words all wrong.
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in hot to take the trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat-top fox that he would play. Well, he couldn't ride a wrangle, and he never cared to make a dime, but give him his guitar, and he'd be happy all the time. And all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him, don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat-top fox when he would play. And he would play.
seven seas that run high. All these things that won't change has come what may. But my good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. Weather's good there in the fall. Got some friends that I could go to working for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I ask you one more time. But we've been through that 100 times or more. Snow flies and things are going good. You could join me if I'd send you down the fair. But if you wait until it's when, it would do no good. For the wind sure can blow cold way out. Strong winds that so lonely, seven seas that run high, all these things that won't change come what
change come what may.
But my good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
Line to Newfoundland, where I made a living in iron mine. When I got my fill, I went to Nova Scotia, and I fished the salty waters for a time. Passing through Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick, I could see the rocks and cliffs of solid stone. Listening to the seagulls calling to each other made me miss my darling and my distant home. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forest to the sunshine of the smile. Across the plains and rugged mountains, keep this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, take me to my baby's arms. The Atlantic disappeared on the horizon, and Quebec lay waiting for me down the track. For a while I drove a truck to keep from starving. In Ontario I was a lumberjack. Manitoba and Saskatchewan and followed, where the wheat fields and the old Red River flowed. In the quiet I'll hear a whistle on the prairie, touched my heart and set my memories aglow. Of her warm, sweet kisses when you rolled them to Alberta westward bound. I work on an oil rig to make some money for a ticket to the sweetest girl around. Pushing on past Lake Louise and all its splendor, where the trees and Rockies touch the sky above. I got the prettiest Columbia and heaven. On your tracks I made it back to my true love. Canadian Pacific, carry me your smile. Cross the plains and rugged mountains, keep this wonderful from harm. Canadian Pacific, take me to my baby's arms. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles.
Okay, we're getting the hang of it here. Let me get this thing shut down before we mess it up. There we go. All right, this next deal I'm going to play you, you kind of need to watch the video, but I can tell you where you need to visualize what's going on. The rest of it's all just listening to the song. This guy, The Rock, what's his name? Dwayne Johnson. I didn't know he was a singer. And to listen to this song, you know, maybe he's not. But it's an awesome song. I have gained a whole new respect for Dwayne Johnson. A bunch. So listen to this song, and when it gets to the point where he says, he says, you know, tells her to come on out, and he says something like, there she is now. When he says that, back there on a big screen in the back of this Coliseum with oodles and gobs of people on, it's a great big Hillary walks in there, and you can see her just before his speech. She says, thank you. And then you have to listen to the rest of the song. So give me a second to switch over here, and I want you to hear this.
There's a very special woman that The Rock wanted to sing a very special song to tonight. No, not Cookie Puss. And I'd like to bring her out here. Would you please come out? That's nice. Don't be shy. Come on out. I just want to sing a song to you. You look so nice. I got a very special song I wanted to sing for you. You ran off last time I was talking to you backstage. Sing a very special song. I want to sing it to you. And sing it in front of the world. One of my favorite artists, Mr. Eric Clapton.
Late in the evening, she's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup, she brushes her short hair, and then she'll ask me, do I look all right? And I said, no, biatch, you look horrible tonight.
Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this, because the world wants to sing it to you.
You abuse all your power, waste everybody's time. You dress like a hooker, not the expensive kind. So get your ass to the airport, take a one-way flight. Because, biatch, you look horrible tonight. I said, biatch, you look horrible tonight.
to sing you out. We'll sing you goodbye properly.
We said, biatch, you look horrible
by the seashore. The wind is that way. So what was I supposed to do? Standing there looking at you, lonely boy from her. Maybe it was never. Maybe it was all that summer night. Maybe it was you. Maybe it was me. But it sure felt right. Maybe it was never. Maybe it was summer, summer night.
Well, the teacher's pet was Susie Grouse, born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Miss Goody Two Shoes in sorority, and I was Little Miss Nothing, and they thought of me as the girl most likely. Yeah, yeah, the girl most likely to wind up in a jam. They judged by the way I look, not the way I am. Well, I guess it's true, I look the part, but developing fast was not my fault. Didn't know my sex appeal showed through. Those made over clothes and run down shoes, now the doctor's son is hiding out, and the whole town knows what it's all about, because the evidence is plain. Ha! It ain't me, it's Susie Jane, the girl most likely. Yeah, yeah, the girl most likely. Susie's daddy is on the run, and he sure looks funny with a hot shotgun. Well, the wedding bells can't wait till June. It better be now or else real soon. Susie Jane is in a jam. Hey, listen, that gun go wham, wham, wham. Well, some of that talk is dying down, and there's a lot of most likelies in this town. Just because a house needs a coat of paint, that don't mean a girl is such a fool.
Me proud, Lord, don't you make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. Those people like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk. They turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. What goes on behind closed doors?
Lord, don't you leave this smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like the lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Job having a cup to pass the time, swapping rodeo stories with this old cowboy friend of mine. But some motorcycle riders started snickering in the back, started poking fun at my friend's hat. One old boy said, "Hey Tex, where'd you park your horse?" My friend just pulled his hat down low, but they couldn't be ignored. One husky fella said, "I think we'll rip that hat right off your head." That's when my friend turned around. This is what he said.
western sky. Rolling over the northern, Bill gets to his drive. Old dog, the mess is slipping in his ears down flat. Long before you take this gamble over the head.
Partner, this old hat's better left alone. See, it used to be my daddy. Last year he passed on. My nephew skinned the rattler that makes up this old hat man. But back in 69 he died in Vietnam. The eagle feather was given to me by an Indian friend of mine. Someone ran him down somewhere around that Arizona line. A real special lady gave me this hat man. But I don't know if we'll ever see her again.
For you, my black tornado, across the western sky. Moving over the northern, and we'll get finished dry. Oh, dark the Mississippi, and it's tears down flat. Walk before you take this cowboy's head.
Now, if your leather jacket means to you what this hat means to me, I guess we understand each other and we'll just let it be. But if you still think it's funny, man, you got my back up against the wall. And if you touch my hat, you're gonna have to fight us all. Right then I caught a little sadness in that gang leader's eyes. He turned back to the others, they all just kind of shuffled on outside. But when my friend turned back towards me, I noticed his old hat brim. Well, it was turned up in a big old Texas grin.
We had a black tornado across the western sky. Rolling over the northern, and we'll get to this ride. Oh, God, the Mississippi, and his ears down flat. Long before you take this cowboy's hand.
We got a party.
church to worship in. We party hard and pray the Lord forgive us of our sins. We rid ourselves of grief and guilt, relieve our troubled hearts. I know God loves the Irish and accepts us as we are. We Irish love to sing, we Irish love to dance, we Irish love to party whenever we get the chance. We have a lot of troubles, but we have a lot of soul. We'll drink a pint and get a spend, forget about our woes. Aye, 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 we Irish are the best. Aye, 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 we Irish are the best. Now, I bet you folks didn't know that I'm part Irish. I am. Which part of me do you think looks Irish? This part? I agree. So I'm gonna play a little solo. If you want to. Are you ready? Here's your chorus. You got it down there. Oh, we Irish love to sing. We Irish love to dance. We Irish love to party whenever we get the chance. We have a lot of trouble, but we have a lot of soul. We'll drink wine and dinner, forget about our woes.
Don't
old Mrs. Johnson. You self-righteous woman, Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming? Do you reckon the preacher would approve where you are? Standing here visiting with a backsliding Christian in a neighborhood bar. Well, yes, that's my bottle, and yes, that's my glass. And I see your eye falling, this pretty young lass. It ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me. And we don't need no sermon, you self-righteous woman, just let us be. The Lord knows I'm drinking,
the Lord knows I'm drinking,
and running around. Goodbye, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous biddy. I don't need your preaching, and I don't need your pity. So go back to whatever hypocrites do. And when I talk to heaven, be nice and I'll put in a good word for you. The Lord knows I'm drinking,
the Lord knows I'm drinking,
and running around,
and running around,
and he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning,
the Lord knows I'm
sinning
ain't right, and sinning ain't right,
but me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight.
My name's in the paper where I took the Boy Scouts to hike. My hands are all dirty from working on my little boy's bike. The preacher came by and I talked for a minute with him. My wife's in the kitchen, and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn. And I know why she's there. I've been there before. But I made a promise that I wouldn't cheat anymore. I try to ignore it, but I know she's in there, my friend. My mind's on a number, and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn. Next Sunday it's my turn to speak to the young people's class. They expect answers to all of the questions they ask. What would they say if I spoke on a modern day sin? And all of the margins at all of the Lincoln Park Inns. little old puppy is curled in a ball at my feet. My wife's baking cookies to feed to the Bridge Club again. I'm almost out of cigarettes, and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn. And I know why she's there. Don't remember loving you, and I don't recall the things you say you put me through. You tell me that you've had a guilty conscience for so long. You say that you walked out on me. You say you did me wrong. I just don't see how that could be true, 'cause I don't remember loving you. I don't remember loving you. You might talk to my doctor, he drops by each day or two. I get a funny feeling when I look into your eyes. There's something in your smile that gives my stomach butterflies. Must look like someone I once knew, but I don't remember loving you. I don't remember loving you. I heard you mention children. Did you say there's one or two? You say I quit my job and then I drank myself insane. The sort of thing that I would do. No, I don't remember loving you. I don't remember loving you. I absolutely, positively know that can't be true. But everyone I is very strange. If you'll hand me my crayons, I'll be glad to take your name. In case I run across the guy you knew. But I don't remember loving you. I don't remember loving you. Me through. You tell me that you've had a guilty conscience for so long. You say that you walked out on me. You say you did me wrong. Well, I just don't see how that could be true. 'Cause I don't remember loving you. Loving you, and I don't recall the things you say you put me through. You tell me that you've had a guilty conscience for so long. You say that you walked out on me. You say you did me wrong.
Just sat there and she brushed her hair. Lord, it sure was dark and long. I got up and drank a half-warm beer. Found my boots straightened out clothes. So I kissed her warm red lips again, and I whispered soft and low, baby. And I turned to walk away. Just before I closed that door and left, I could hear her softly say, baby.
In the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. But when the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. And you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
spell, keep working overtime. Somebody please put her out of my misery, 'cause I just can't get her out of my mind. Never again will a woman ever conquer me. It's happened once, and just once, it's one too many.
my life looking for you. Finding my way wasn't easy to do, but I knew there was you all the while, and it's been worth every mile. So lay down beside me, love me and hide me, kiss all the hurt of this world away. Hold me so close that I feel your heartbeat, and don't ever wander away. Mornings and evenings all were the same. There was no music till I heard your name, but I knew when I saw smile. Now I can rest for a while. So lay down beside me, love me and hide me, kiss all the hurt of this world away. Hold me so close that I feel your heartbeat, and don't ever wander away.
Again, I'm right back where where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I cried. I should have known the worst was yet to come, and the crying time for me had just begun. Cause today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today I started loving you again.
I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Down outside a cafe, he said that he was going as far as Gatlinburg. I climbed up in the cab all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. Got to find her. Can you make these big wheels burn? Go. A woman needs someone warm to hold. I feel the rain running down my face. I'll find her no matter what it takes. Smoky Mountain
All right, I'm back here, and we're going to close this out a little bit differently here. Hold on just a second. Let me get this. There we go. I caught it. All right, it's that time. It's been a great show tonight, I think. We had a lot of good songs on. The only thing I don't like about the way we're doing this now is it's very difficult for me it's not difficult. It just takes time. It's aggravating to have all the dead air in between. If I want to interact with you, I got to really stay on top of things here. So I just, sometimes I just let it play, and sometimes I play music from another venue so that I can visit with you and stuff. But we had a pretty good time tonight. Got to visit a little bit and played some fun songs. And I've got some really, 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 really good ones that we're going to play next week. But like I said earlier, they have to be edited a little bit because guys were a little frisky with their language. It's not real bad. It's just, it's a little more than I want for, kids that might be listening with the Bosworth kids or any rest of them that are out and about or listening to the archives or something. So I just, I don't like to play that game. So I'll clean them up just a little bit and, get them back on here for you. There's a couple things I can't take out because it takes it away from the whole cotton picking song. Long slide, buddy. Now you understand what I've been going through for the last almost 20 years. I realized, as soon as I started, we're talking about colloidal silver. I realized as soon as I started taking that stuff, it only took, I don't know, in the first month or so maybe, I started thinking, this stuff it seems like it's doing some good. It seems like it's maybe helping a few of these things. And after a little while, 2 or 3 months, I realized that the damn stuff is magic. It does so much. And I try to tell people, and until they start using it, they don't believe it. It's hard to get them on. Well, yeah, I used to take it. I don't anymore. Well, that's why you're sick, bud. There's times, you might get into something that's just, a real terrible, bug of some kind. You might catch something once in a while. But if you do, it is so rare, but if you do, you'll know that you've been on silver, because when you see everybody else down for, a week, 2, 3 weeks, missing work, lined up in the emergency room, you may have the Hershey squirts a time or two. You just double, triple up on your silver and go on about your business. Now, don't wait to get sick to take it. I've got a guy here, a good friend of mine. Well, it's, Armored Recon. And, he wasn't taking any silver, and he was sicker than hell for 3 or 4 days. Hadn't got over it completely yet, but I took him some silver. And, he's been on it, but it's a whole lot harder to get rid of that stuff than it is to prevent it. Just stay on it all the time, every day. So missing a day or so here or there is not the end of the world. Missing a month or so here and there is the end of the world. So stay on top of it, and I promise you that you will see a difference. I know there's a lot of other products out there that do some good. I'm not saying that that's the only thing that works, but it's the only thing I take. Zardoz, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I am constantly being emailed and stuff from people saying, did you know silver did this? No, I didn't. I do now. But, if what you're telling me is the truth, then, that's cool. And so I don't know. I know that it does help to regenerate tissue. I would be pretty confident, like Longslide says there. Of course, it's pretty much impossible for you to do. But I would be pretty confident that if you were able to inject that silver in or very near that tumor, that it would probably do something for it. I have had personal experience, not with me, but somebody I knew that I was with at the time, with cancer. I know it works. I don't know what all levels, you know, I don't know what different types, but I know in that particular instance, beyond any shadow of a doubt, me, her, and about a half a dozen doctors believe what it was doing. So, yeah, it's, well, you know better than to get me started. I could go on and on. We'll make another, you know, another 2 hours out of this talking about nothing but silver. So, anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to close a little bit differently than I normally do, so stay with me. And I'll see you guys Monday.